So take a deep breath of life. The Talmud says every blade of grass has an angel leaning over it, whispering, grow, grow, grow. That blade of grass will press through cement seeking the light. And that same pull of becoming is on and in you. It is the spiral pull of becoming that is everywhere present in the universe, for the universe itself is ever seeking fuller, freer, expanded life. And you are part of this wondrous spiral of becoming. Your very DNA is a spiral, and you feel that pull to the more. Learning to work in concert and cooperation with the great laws of the universe. Open doors of possibilities that prior would have seemed completely impossible and only for the few, not you. But now, through your interest, your study, and your willingness, you're beginning to understand that not only is dream building your right, but your responsibility. For you have come here to give the gift of you, without which the fabric of creation is incomplete, for you did not create you. You can't even breathe you. You're being breathed by the great spirit of life itself, and something wonderful is happening with you right now. It is this thing called life. You've been given a mind and a body, emotions, and spirit. You are spirit having a human experience, using the mind and body and emotions as your expressing field for what you ultimately will choose as the demonstration of the life you know. So in this sacred moment, activate the faculties you have. And know this, you are an image maker, made in the image and after the likeness of the one who gives you life. Your mind thinks in pictures. What is the life you would love to live? What does it look like? Where do you live? Who are the people in your life? Imagine the vitality and the flexibility and the health in your body. How do you spend your time? Do you like to travel? Do you have freedom and flow in the material realm, in the financial world? What is your dream? How do you spend your time creatively, either vocationally or avocationally? How do you express you in the world? What do you love to do, to be, to give, to offer, to create? And what would you love? If money weren't an object, and time or age or education or contacts or all of the many things that the mind, through its old patterning, tries to throw up as a reason why you cannot create what you'd love to create, just for these few moments, entertain that the only real block is a block in our thinking. As Thoreau said, there is an invisible boundary that one crosses when one advances confidently in the direction of their dream, endeavoring to live the life they are imagining. Oscar Hammerstein said, a dream cannot come true unless you dream that dream. So this is your moment to dream a new dream. So imagine yourself now in some imagined future. And you're living the life you're imagining. Imagine a home you'd love to live in, with yourself or with others. Are there animals? Is there room for friends? Who comes to this home and do they stay? Is there room for them? Are you near the water? Do you have a view? What is your space in this home? You may want something large and lavish. You may want something simple and pristine. There is no right, there is no wrong, other than not paying attention to you, your dream. What enlivens you? Your home, your relationships, your body, your financial freedom, your creative work in the world. Let your mind imagine a life in which all of these areas thrill you in the imagining. Shape and mold with the imagination until you've come up with a possible life that you would love to live. Do that now. Spend the next 3 or 4 minutes just exploring possibilities. And any time your human mind wants to contract to conditions as you know them, say no. In this place of my imagination, I am free. I am free. Now explore in that realm of freedom and design a possible life. A dream cannot come true unless you dream that dream. This is where we start, dreaming that dream. So letting these images come to mind and shape themselves into a coherent possibility. And if you're not sure of a possible life, then make one up, because you will make it up anyway. You don't get to choose whether or not you will create your life. You only get to choose what life you will create. And you will create, if you keep breathing 365 more days, you will create another year of life. But will it be a life that is coherent with the dreams of your heart, that pull of becoming, or one that is patterned by the conditions of the life you've known, what other people have said, what you've learned, what seemed to be so? You will either create your life by design or default. So let this be a moment of new beginning. You can always evolve and shape and change your dream to greater possibilities, but make a decision now. I am a dream builder. I understand that everything is created twice, first in thought and then in form. And I am designing a life of my dreams right now in my mind. I'm shaping those thoughts into a coherent possibility. I place myself imaginally in this life, and I pay attention to my own life force. And if I feel more alive in this dream, then it is worthy of at least my taking a few steps. So this day, having paid attention to my longing and my discontent, I co-create with the infinite in the mind of the universe a possibility. I shape that possibility now. It is my dream.